girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the bar and uses this charming pickup line. Hey, what's up, girl? You should see a nutritionist. Because it looks like you're suffering from a lack of vitamin me.
Oh my gosh.
It's like the most important vitamin that you need to put in your body for health.
Gross. How'd you make that gross?
After he says that, whatever you do, don't spit your appletini in his face. Instead, pretend to faint in his arms. And when he catches you, give him the number to the Loser Line. So hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play for you on the air. Voicemails like this one.
First unheard message.
I know that we're about to go on a date tomorrow. I just wanted to call, and I actually was online, and I saw your profile picture on Facebook, and I thought, hey, maybe I should ask her to be my friend. I didn't want to, like, be too forward and maybe ask you before the date happened. So I thought, okay, so I'll just maybe wait it out, but maybe I shouldn't. So I was just going to ask you if you wanted me to ask you now to be my friend. I noticed your picture, like you looked really pretty in it. I saw you at the beach. It was kind of just a silhouette, but I definitely like would love to see more pictures of you or whatever. Maybe I should, I don't know, maybe I should wait, but I can't wait to see you tonight.
Next message.
Yeah, or just throw
confused.
A friend request and see what happens.
Yeah.
Like, leaving a voicemail like that is not really the way to do it. And I just want to see more pictures of you.
No, not a good line.
not a good line at all.
It was bad to start when his voice cracked in the beginning of it.
This is going to go well.
Where are you going here, buddy?
Here's another message from the Loser Line.
Next message.
Hey, so this is obviously... I know that, like, you kind of mentioned something about my body and how I like to work out. Like, we had that conversation. So you should definitely come to my CrossFit gym. We can work out together. Definitely, like, some real fun that we could do. Kind of get a little bit more attached.
Next message.
Oh, my God.
I saw you checking out my bod, and this came from hard work, okay? Not just genetics. I mean, I have great genetics, but it's like I refine them at my CrossFit gym. Come work out with me, or you're not a successful person in life.
Oh, my God. It's like, does he know he's a walking caricature of CrossFit?
Remember,
like,
you can
it?
Get the special Loser Line phone number. All you have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592, and we'll give you that phone number so you can give it out to somebody who's hitting on you that you would rather not have hitting on you, so they can call us and leave us a voicemail like this one.
Next message.
Hey, it was cool meeting you at barbecue the other day. I felt like we really had a connection. I think you felt that way too, like truly like a spiritual connection. So thanks for giving me your number. I was thinking maybe this weekend we can hang out, and how about Sunday? What do you think about coming to church with me, Sunday services? I mean, we did have that connection, and what better way to see if it's the Holy Spirit really kind of pulling us together than if we just go to services? You know, we all hang out at the pastor's house afterwards. We play board games. We have some refreshments. I mean, it'd be a real good time. You can meet all my friends. Give me a call. Let's do it.
Next message.
You know what? He is someone's dream man, but I'm guessing not hers.
Yeah, probably not. Wow. How do you know if you show up to church and God doesn't like the person that you brought? Like, what happens?
That's a good question.
I mean, give you a sign, right?
Yeah.
I guess. The whole place burns down. You're like, all right, thank you, Lord. Dodged a bullet there.
Wow, that's extreme. I was thinking you just lose at the board games afterwards.
Yeah, I don't know.
At the preacher's house.
Here's another message from the Loser Line.
Next message.
Hey, Sophia, it's I met you at the comic book store. I was selling my lightsaber, and you thought it was really cool and shiny and really big. I'm really amazed that you knew that it was Kylo Ren's from the movie and not just Darth Vader's, because that's a big difference. And most girls don't know that. That's awesome, especially since you're like the only girl I've seen in the comic book store for like a year. So I know this probably sounds weird, considering we've never gone out, but my birthday is this weekend, and I'd love, love, love to invite you. And guess what? It's Star Wars themed. I mean, that's how awesome is that? And I don't want to ruin any surprises, but there is going to be a super secret special guest. It's Chewbacca! Oh my God, this is going to be so awesome. Star Wars party with you. Yes!
Next message.
I don't think that girl should have given this dude the loser line. It sounds like they could be a match. Yeah. She knew all that information about the lightsaber that he was selling. She's clearly into Star Wars, and this guy.
This guy hasn't seen a girl in a year. Not seen a girl in the comic book store. I guarantee you she's the only female that shows up to his birthday party.
She still looks at him and she's like, nerd.
Yeah, I know.
She still can have standards.
Here's another message from the loser line.
Next message.
Hey, Rebecca, it's Rick. I cannot wait for our date next Thursday. So excited to actually go on a formal date with you. I know this sounds kind of weird, Rebecca, but you inspire me. And I don't know. It's just whenever I'm around you, I just want to burst into song, Rebecca. My sweet Rebecca, you are my sun in my rain, in my wind, every day. I just want to do more things because of you. I feel like you're so special. You're from somewhere, some strange mystical place. I wish I could be there. And I'm going to be there soon with you next Thursday. I'm going to pick you up at 7 o'clock in my new car. That's not new, I just got it cleaned. So, yeah, Rebecca, that's what I got vocally. Maybe we can hang out and make some music together. Maybe in the future we can make a baby together. Whoa. Whatever you want.
Next message.
Whoa, that went there fast.
Yeah, you should have stuck with the music and not gone straight from music to baby.